This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. I would say the biggest story yesterday, at least on the debate shows and opinions popping up on my timeline, and we'll dig into it in more detail later in the show, some of the opinions on this, but Anthony Richardson pulling himself out of that Texans game on Sunday.
That was headline material
because he was tired.
He was so tired.
Yeah, here was Anthony Richardson on Sunday. It was after the play where he shed Foley Fatakasi.
He shrugged off Foley Fatakasi,
which was impressive. Yes. I'm going to admit, but obviously it fatigued him greatly because he then ran several yards and then tapped his helmet, said, "I got to come out of this game." Here's Anthony Richardson explaining himself after the game.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
Okay,
man, tired.
I mean, there's no ambiguity for the Colts to try to explain it away, because I could see a scenario where the Colts try to kind of mansplain it to everybody.
Right,
because
right.
They're pot committed to Anthony Richardson. This is not going to be something that pushes the Colts off of Anthony Richardson.
Right.
It is something that everybody outside of Indianapolis is saying should push the Colts off of Anthony Richardson.
Right, right. Well, Oregon Colts fans themselves are kind of disgusted that, okay, I guess this is the mettle of this guy. But the crazy thing about that is, Sean, it's not just a quarterback pulling himself out because he's tired. It's the situation they were in that moment, too. Dude, you're getting down into the red zone. You're like, what part of you as a quarterback of that team thinks I'm too... It's the way he said it, too. It wasn't... I was too tired to go the next play.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he had given some explanation about how, look, I felt like it would be better for the team or whatever, he made it sound like he wouldn't have been even able to lift himself up off the turf and get out there and call the play. And it wasn't that. It was an impressive play, what he did to Foley Fatakasi, but then he ran like 10 yards and got tackled.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been that exhausting for him.
No,
for a guy
not.
Who's one of the biggest freaks of physical nature the NFL has ever seen at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
That's a bad look, man. That would be frustrating as hell if that was our quarterback.
Oof.
I mean, and
he went two picks after our quarterback in that draft.
And then it raises all kinds of questions when you start to wonder about, all right, for a guy that's injury prone and misses a lot of time due to injuries, how often could he have played through those injuries?
Right.
CJ Stroud played all last year with a separated shoulder. You never heard a peep about it. I think there's something about most quarterbacks, it's a notable story when a quarterback agrees to leave the field.
Yeah.
Like Drew Brees. Brees allowing Taysom Hill to come in short yardage situations or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a conscious decision because the quarterback's not supposed to leave the field. Or it's controversial if you've got two quarterbacks or whatever. Most quarterbacks are wired in that way that, all right, this is my team, this is my offense, I'm going to be out here directing it. And he just tapped out because he was tired.
Well, I think about CJ in that game yesterday. CJ took a huge hit early in that game.
Yeah.
Where he's getting up and he's holding his back. He's clearly in some pain.
Mm-hmm.
It would be justified to come out in that situation like, hey, man, there might be something wrong with me right here.
Yeah.
You know, like, to come out, though, because of cardio.
Well, the funniest the funniest thing, too, with Richardson, it's not just the fact that he did it. It's the complete and total lack of awareness that it's something
it's not acceptable.
You might not want to be completely withholding about transparent about this. You might want to just say, I got dinged a little, and I just needed to get checked a little bit. You know, I got the wind knocked out of me.
Right.
It was just something felt weird. But I don't think there was any... He had a big smile on his face
as he
was saying it. Yeah,
people were
killing
him.
He's just
a
kid that likes parkour and messing
like
around
parkour.
And doing backflips and taking a break every now and then.
We'll hear some of the criticism of him later in the show.
Pat McAfee's been, this is the downside to Pat McAfee being a huge national mouthpiece for Colts fans now. Yeah. It's a Pat McAfee's out on him, or at least out on this moment.
Yeah.
He's saying what so many other NFL players have said, which is, I've never seen anything like this.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
So that's one, that was a huge news item yesterday. I would say the other big news item yesterday that the Texans are kind of tangentially a part of, because it's their next opponent, is the colossal failure that is the New York Jets.
Right.
They lost a game on Sunday against the Patriots where they allowed less than 250 yards to the Patriots, allowed less than 250 yards of offense to the Patriots, scored more than 20 points, didn't turn the ball over. When teams have done those three things, allowed less than 250 yards, scored more than 20 points, not turning the ball over, prior to yesterday or prior to Sunday in the history of the NFL, they were 750-0.
Oh, wow. Good job, Jets.
It's the only time it's happened that a team has lost.
Yeah.
Is the Jets on Sunday against the Patriots. That's really impressive.
That's like out-Jetsing the Jets.
That's hard
to
do.
Not even the Jets have done that.
That's You know how many Jets... Yeah, you know how hard that is to do? So
it's,
it's crazy. And they're even getting shade from the Patriots. This is defensive lineman Devon Godshow talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers didn't seem as mobile as he's been.
Yeah, I think he's struggling right now. You know, just a Hall of Fame quarterback like that, just, you know, hate to see him go out that way, but, you know, always going to take a win against him, you know, build your, on your resume. But, yeah, he definitely don't look the same. He just don't look like he can move back there. I can run him down and catch him. You know, he don't look mobile at all, you know, so that was good for us. You know, we know we can get after him and attack him in the passing game, too. So, you know, I'm glad to come out here with a win.
Yeah, that's a bigger dude as well, by the way. That's a that's a big body guy.
Yeah.
That's not that's not like some 245 pound edge rusher chasing him down.
Right.
The thing about the Jets is you wanted a coordinator change at offensive coordinator. You got it. And in that game last week, and I think it was in the first half, They had multiple delay of game penalties. They burned up all their timeouts.
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter. Oh, it was the first quarter.
First quarter.
First quarter.
Yeah.
They burned up all their timeouts in the first quarter so they could avoid delay of game penalties. It is not what you would expect out of an offense run by Aaron Rodgers that just added his best bud, Devontae Adams, and they haven't really formed a connection yet. And yet, I don't worry about not getting up for this game or anything else like that, just because you look at the Jets and all of the things that are making Jets fans miserable right now is that the Jets are not performing the way they look on paper. But I think when you're preparing for the Jets, it's really easy to look at them and look at, okay, their cornerbacks, Reed and Sauce Gardner. Those guys are good. They play physical. Like, all right, we got to be dialed in against these guys. You look at the defensive line, and Quinnen Williams or Hassan Reddick or any of those guys, and okay, I can watch highlights of them and I'm going to be ready for them. And they got a lot of speed. On their front seven in general, they got a lot of speed. And then offensively, likewise, their offensive line is pretty damn respectable, I think, this year. And then Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't worry as much about going against this bad team and having a letdown. I think there's still enough kind of star appeal and pop. And then you're playing on national streaming service.
Yeah.
It's in nationally streamed football
it
game.
Is. A lot of people will be watching. Yeah.
That's why it takes a little bit of the everything we do online is nationally streamed.
That's true.
Everybody listening, your Instagram is an international stream.
It's a global game.
Listeners, yes.
You know what I think also helps the Texans here, and we're going to get to Will Anderson in the final play of the game here in a second. I think losing last year 30-6 to them helps the Texans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is like, the one D'Amico brought up this game in training camp.
Yeah.
Is the evidence of a game where the energy just wasn't right.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that this is maybe a proving point, or has been a talking point maybe even in team meetings going back to training camp.
Yeah, you lost to a 4-8 team quarterback by Zach Wilson at this stadium last year.
That's where you're talking to the defense, you know, where, hey, you guys are doing a good job. You're doing great. Remember what Zach Wilson did to you last year?
Yeah.
You want to go avenge that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would use that. I think it helps.
They should have an effigy of Zach Wilson in the team meeting on Wednesday night, where they just rip him, tear him to shreds.
Pinata.
Yes.
A Zach Wilson pinata.
Yes.
Here was the final play of the game against the Colts to close things out. If you recall, Colts had the ball about midfield. Hail Mary time. Never even got the Hail Mary off.
One snap for the Colts. 1 second left. Texans up three, trying to hang on. Richardson out of the gun. Here's the snap. He steps to his left. Richardson in trouble. And Richardson's going to be sacked. Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter get him. The ball comes out. There's a scrum for it. Everybody's still chasing it. And Will ends up with it. Game over. Houston wins. Bye-bye, Colts. 23-20 Texans.
We're good, Ben. I just want to hear bye-bye, Colts from Vandy again there. That was the final play of the game. I believe Danielle Hunter got credit for the sack there, if I'm not mistaken. If you recall, they had all their pass rushers lined up on the left side.
Yeah, yeah.
Their left, the Colts right.
Yeah.
Nobody over to the other side. We asked Will Anderson about this play in the postgame show, and he described how they arrived at that scheme.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about that last play, man. That was wild. I know y'all brought pressure off of the quarterback's right, left. I mean, but take us through how you saw that play unfold.
So it was so weird because we never practiced that before. We've never practiced that before. And coach is like, we're just going to overload to one side and y'all play off of each other. And so Danielle got into like a wide five. Danico was in a three. And I was behind Danielle and I was just playing off of him. And all I know is Danielle went high, Danico went high, and I'm running behind Danielle. The guard comes to me and I just wrap around and me and Danielle just meet right there at the quarterback. So, man, it was awesome. Hopefully we can do that on a regular down instead of, last minute of the game.
Man, it's just stumbled into something, right? That's crazy. So it was almost like y'all just drew it up on the back of a napkin
it was
or something.
Just fast. Like, not even on the whiteboard. Just everybody overloading. Y'all play off of each other and see what happens.
It is fun. That's fun.
Just go.
Hail Marys are fun because there is just kind of, it's a wide open slate. And they don't even necessarily expect you to get a good rush versus a mobile quarterback, but you want to force him to his left first and foremost, and then make it harder for him to make a good throw. Getting a sack on a Hail Mary or any situation like that it's high level of difficulty.
Yeah.
You see some defenses just rush one and drop everybody else. I think that this was obviously because it worked out, it was the appropriate strategy.
Because most quarterbacks go, I better get rid of this thing at the very least.
Yeah.
What are you doing swallowing it there, Anthony Richardson?
I know.
It's the last play of the game.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about this yesterday, Sean. This is, aside from Anthony Richardson tapping out, there were several moments in that game where Colts fans have got to be just incredulous about the way Anthony Richardson handled it, including on that last drive. When he scrambled, it didn't look like there was a thought in his mind of getting out of bounds until after
zero.
He was getting tackled.
Yeah.
He had zero awareness there the importance to get out of bounds because he could have gotten the first down and gotten out of bounds easily, especially given how athletic he is. There was the throw at the end of the first half, the interception, which he apparently checked into himself. And then taking himself out of the game. Multiple other instances, but those were the three glaring ones of, okay, this guy just doesn't get it.
Yeah. I hope they keep trotting him out there, man.
I saw...
They're 4-4 right now. They're the 8th seed in the AFC right now. Like, they are where the Texans were a year ago. Hovering around 500 halfway through the season. Like, if I'm a Colts fan or if I'm a veteran on the Colts, where I'm burning daylight on my career, I'm like, am I going to be on a team where we're basically treating this like a 17-game training camp for this guy?
Right, right.
And we got Joe Flacco sitting right there who literally got the Browns to the postseason.
Yeah, that's the problem, man. And the Texans, this is where the Texans can throw even more grenades into their platoon, is that the Texans are the Texans are responsible for making Joe Flacco look human. Last year when he was on a pretty good run.
They made him look immortal in week 16 and human in the playoffs.
Okay, so since the Texans were part of Joe Flacco's run where there's lots of good film and stats on Joe Flacco. Yes, I go with that.
Pick one.
In hindsight, the Texans did the smartest thing they could for their standing in with the division by making Joe Flacco look incredible in the regular season.
That's
yes.
right. There you go.
That's exactly the right take.
There you go. Ross Tucker's going to join us at the top of the hour. Ross was on the... he was on the Browns' win over the Ravens this weekend. That was his CBS game.
Yeah.
That was a good storyline game. So we'll talk about a little Jameis Winston with him. We'll get his thoughts on the Texans as well as they head into Thursday Night Football against the Jets. Jets, by the way, are up to a 2-point favorite. The line is Jets minus two. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this game.
Yeah.
I am worried about this game.
What's been the biggest thing moving the line?
I don't. Maybe
the injury to Stephon Diggs.
Maybe the fake maybe the fake Adam Schefter tweet about Diggs and me reading it on talk radio.
I think most people are assuming that Stephon Diggs isn't going to play.
At least isn't going to play in this game, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know what we're assuming about the injury itself long term, but he didn't practice yesterday, so it's dicey, man. Night game in New York, desperate Jets team. I'm nervous about this game. All right, let's get to headlines. We'll do this next. We've got other injury news from the Texans on a short week here that we'll get to. Monday Night Football last night, we'll get to that. Rockets win over the Spurs. We'll get to all of it in headlines coming up next.